I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah! College football game time is brought to you by ESOP Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Back we go on the waitfor.com hotline. We welcome in Brandon Adams of Dog Nation. You can find Brandon on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. He's with us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Brandon, look, we've already talked a lot this morning about the quarterback situation at Georgia. Based on what you know, what you've heard, what you've seen, what is the realistic end goal for the quarterback situation at Georgia?
You know, I think in a game like this, the realistic end goal is to be good enough. To be frank, I don't think that Stetson Bennett right now is the kind of quarterback that can beat Alabama. But also, to be frank, I don't think Florida is anywhere near as good as Alabama. I think that Stetson Bennett can win this game today. In other words, if you want to go back and look in 2019 when Georgia came into the Florida game, there were probably just as many questions surrounding Jake Fromm at the time as exist around Stetson Bennett right now. Fromm had thrown three picks in the loss to South Carolina, had only thrown for 35 yards, albeit in the rain, against Kentucky. And there were a lot of folks last year that didn't know that if Georgia was going to be able to, you know, produce enough passing yards to win the game. And frankly, Georgia did just enough last year, most of it on third down. I think a similar recipe probably could potentially work today as long as Bennett avoids the interceptions, which is obviously the gigantic caveat. He's just not been careful enough with the football.
Hey, what's going on, BA? And we just found out, I think it was earlier yesterday, that George Pickens isn't going to be there. So with that being said, do you think that, because I'm agreeing with you on the game plan last week, but they had a week to prepare for that game. Now, BA, they just had their, it's a regular game week, and you're without him. What are some of the other things? I think the backs in the passer game might be a big thing today for Georgia.
Yeah, I think that's right, Randy. And, you know, listen, even when George Pickens was playing this year, and listen, I'm not going to minimize his absence. It's very significant for Georgia because Pickens does have a little bit of a penchant for showing up in big games. But you know, even with Pickens out there, you know, Kyaris Jackson, for the most part this season, had been Georgia's most reliable receiver with the exception of the Alabama game when Saban and that defensive game plan seemed to just put Jackson in handcuffs. I think you got to try to lean on Kyaris a little bit today, find a way to throw over the middle of the field, something that Georgia was good at in the early portion of the season. I like your idea of throwing to the backs. I mean, James Cook arguably has been Georgia's most explosive, you know, player in the receiving game, even though he's a running back. Trying to find a way to get him involved probably matters too. Your position tied in is a place where, you know, everybody talks about the Florida tight end pits, but you know, between McKitty, who's a veteran, and Darnell Washington, who's obviously a spectacular athlete, trying to find a way to get one of those guys involved could help mitigate against the Pickens loss, too. I mean, it's a big deal for a Georgia offense that's struggling. They got to have as many playmakers they can get, and they're obviously minus now probably their most significant playmaker for this game. That is no small thing.
Brandon, I still believe it's going to be a pretty simplistic game plan that, you know, you saw 43 carries for 215 yards last week, and I think Georgia wants to do the same exact type of thing to Florida to slow them down and force them to have to try to stop them. With that, I brought up the idea of, you know, if there was a time maybe for DeJuan Mathis to start to get in and get a little bit of playing time, maybe it's today to give them an additional element. You know, not so much him throwing the football around, but an additional guy in the running game that Florida has to account for. Do you think that there's a chance that maybe there's some packages for DeJuan Mathis in this thing today?
I think it's a very fair question, and a lot of Georgia fans would say, I hope that is the case. I hope that Dwan Mathis does get involved in the game because they're frustrated with what Bennett has done, and frankly, they're just tired of the JT Daniels drama one way or another. I think if I was speaking from the perspective of a Georgia coach, the reason why we're not seeing more of Mathis is because while he is more athletic than Stetson Bennett, the Georgia coaches, I think, like the way in which Bennett runs with the football. So it's not like he's a statue that you have to take out of the game to put the running threat in, even if Mathis is by far and away the better athlete, and I believe that he probably is. I think that's one of the reasons why, and who knows, maybe today it does come out and get used. But I think one of the reasons why we're not seeing more of the special package, so to speak, for Dwan Mathis is because, I mean, Bennett had a rushing touchdown last week. The one thing that he does seemingly provide is a little bit of a rushing element. And so, therefore, I would say that maybe Todd Monken and I guess Kirby Smart is Monken's boss, maybe they feel like they've already got that element a little bit.
Brandon Adams, Dog Nation, he's with us here on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brandon, Kirby's played a lot of guys in that front seven over the course of this season defensively. Now there's been some injuries that have hit that front seven coming into this week. What changes along the defensive front for Georgia?
Well, I think the bigger question here is how the changes for Georgia impact potential changes for Florida. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. John, a moment ago, said he thought the game plan might be somewhat simple today. I wonder if Florida now chooses to simplify things. If you go back and look last year, Dan Mullen was unapologetic at the end of the game for not trying to rush the ball more against Georgia. Essentially said they didn't try to run the ball and therefore just kind of shrugged his shoulders at the absence of rushing yards. Florida's also not been a great rushing team thus far of this season, but with no Jordan Davis in there and Georgia's deep in the defensive line, but I don't know that there's anyone that quite provides what Jordan Davis does there as Georgia's legit best run-stopping defensive lineman. Does all of a sudden that entice Mullen to try to run the ball more? We've all kind of heard the stat, you know, decade plus of the team that rushes for the most yards in this game ultimately ends up winning it. Maybe that matters to you, maybe it doesn't, but certainly, you know, typically speaking, a running game is a part of big-time SEC games, yet Florida's been okay without much of a running game. I wonder if they try to rush it a few more times today simply to see if they can take advantage of not just Jordan Davis, likely absence, I believe he probably won't play, but the fact that Monty Rice hasn't been 100%. He's a good run-stopping linebacker. Quay Walker, in place of Monty Rice, also got a little bit banged up last week against Kentucky. He's another good run-stopping linebacker. Some of Georgia's best run-stop personnel is either not playing or at least banged up today. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that entices Dan Mullen to be a little more on the ground than he chose to be in this game a year ago.
The loss of Richie LeCount and those guys that you're talking about right there, who's, in your opinion, B.A., who's the most irreplaceable player right now on that defense that's not going to be playing today?
Well, to me, with all due respect to Richie LeCount, who's a great player, I do believe it's Davis. I just think that Davis is a very special football player. But the challenge for not having LeCount, Randy, is, and I think you know this, he's one of the few guys they don't take off the field very much. Georgia substitutes pretty liberally at defensive line, linebacker, and the cornerback spots. But for the most part, the last couple of years, they just leave the safeties on the field. So, you know, LeCount just does not come off the field very much. In his place today is Chris Smith, a guy who has played some and kind of a cool story in that, you know, I think that he wants to prove to folks that, you know, after coming in with a recruiting profile of maybe a guy that wasn't the biggest player, he wants to show what he's all about today. And I think a lot of Georgia fans will, you know, be happy with the way that he plays. He's obviously no Richard LeCount. But the biggest issue with LeCount, as I said before, is the fact that Georgia just chooses to keep the same safeties on the field for most of the game. And so, therefore, LeCount is irreplaceable from the standpoint that there is no one who ever replaces him.
You know, B.A., obviously Kyle Pitts, the main factor on offense for Florida, and that's probably who LeCount would have most likely matched up with. That would have been kind of almost that one-on-one type of, you know, heavyweight title fight between those two. But how big of a problem does Kadarius Toney present for Georgia in a game like this as well, who, you know, kind of plays all over the field on offense for this Florida team?
Yeah, the thing I go back to, John, is in the Alabama game, Jalen Waddle, who's obviously, you know, an incredible player now, injured. One of the things that Kirby said after that game really stuck with me, that the, you know, the obsession with Waddle, where is he, how's he lined up, created other opportunities for Devontae Smith in that game. And Smith is no slouch as receiver himself. But, you know, Kirby said when you see, you know, Waddle, you know, do what he does and eyeballs go on him, all of a sudden that gives another receiver a chance to get free. And I would say that a potential preoccupation with Pitts could create that for Tony or worrying about Tony because he does have so much lateral quickness could open that up for some other guys as well. I mean, listen, for a while, Florida was really absent those dynamic playmakers that had made this program famous in the Spurrier era and the Urban Meyer era. It certainly seems like the last couple of years, they're starting to add more of those in. Everybody knows how good Pitts is. Tony is this really legit threat. And, you know, some of the other guys who were over there, you know, Shorter and Copeland, guys like that, aren't, you know, slouches necessarily either. That's one of the things that I'll give Mullen credit for doing is he is kind of replenishing the playmaker, you know, stock, especially the wide receiver spot, something that Florida was without for a long time.
It's College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we visit with Brandon Adams of Dog Nation. You can find Brandon on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. You can also find him with the Dog Nation postgame show coming up after Georgia, Florida today. Brandon, tell folks a little bit about what you're doing on that and where they can watch it.
Yeah, really easy to access. Either Dog Nation on Facebook, you can simply search that and find that there, or Dog Nation on YouTube. It's not just me. It's one of Randy's old teammates, former Georgia wide receiver Terrence Edwards, who joins me for that as well. Terrence got great insight on UGA, mm-hmm. and it's a fun chance to just take a bunch of comments from folks about how they feel, hopefully for Georgia fans' standpoint, a Georgia win today. But either way, a chance to vent and talk about the game on both Facebook and YouTube, the Dog Nation pages. We'll be on video for that after the game today.
Brandon, thanks for giving us some time. How many points does it take to get a win today, Brandon? How many points will it take to win this game?
I think if you're Georgia, you got to have 24 or 27. I don't think you can hold Florida much lower than that.
Agree.
Brandon, appreciate the time, man.
Talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.